Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. All right, let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. And the Miami Dolphins are gearing up for week two against the Buffalo Bills. Obviously had to deal with a lot of personal things in their head. Some of the tweets you read yesterday from like Teron Armstead about what Tyreek was like when he got to the locker room, very shaken with all this. Mike McDaniel does think that Thursday night football, a lot of this professional distraction can be good for the guys to get their minds off of it. This was him on feeling like they still will be ready for Thursday no matter what has happened around the team.
I don't know about this particular situation, but in times and you know, there's just been innumerable times of things happening in all ways, shapes, or forms to players, and they find the comfort in the process and the commitment to each other and the team. So I think it will, when I see guys, the team together tomorrow, I think a pretty sound expectation of guys being very, very focused on our next opponent, which happens to be in the division. They happen to play in Buffalo.
All right. There you go. I'm very excited about this matchup coming up Thursday night on Amazon Prime. Game Day Uncensored, by the way, gets going at 4. We'll get you ready for all the action, myself and Solana. We will get you ready for Dolphins and Bills. The big news that we got to watch out for, the Dolphins running backs, Devon Achan and Raheem Mostert, both dealing with injuries. Mostert has an ankle and Devon a chest. We'll keep an eye on when the injury report comes out for today. But definitely something to keep an eye on there. I suppose if they both can go, that's going to mean the debut of Jalen Wright, which
or no Jeff Wilson?
Jeff Wilson will go. Yeah, Jeff Wilson will go. I would venture to say Jeff Wilson probably starts.
Yeah.
But I that would mean I would guess they would activate then Jalen Wright for sure. Which kind of intrigued by.
Me too.
Kind of intrigued by.
Yeah. All right.
See what the young pup
whippersnapper
has. The young whippersnapper has.
I got you, Vlad.
For the upcoming game against the Bills. But man, they gotta find a way to stop this Josh Allen.
I mean, they do. And you know what? They don't have to get there, but they have to shrink his time frame. You know what I mean? To where he starts making mistakes. Because he'll you know.
Yeah, he'll be willy-nilly with the football.
Oh, yeah.
He will be willy-nilly with the football for sure. And, you know, he doesn't have his nemesis here anyway. Maybe that's a good thing.
Oh.
Him and Christian Wilkins hate each other.
Christian Wilkins.
Hate each other, dude. It is funny. I was reading some tweets about Christian Wilkins. You know, now he's on the Raiders, and everybody's like now out there being like, man, this guy's dirty. He's a dirty player. This guy does a lot of extracurriculars. I'm like, yup. Sure does. He pulls stuff.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
A-Chain.
A-Chain about to get the Fragile label? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah.
He definitely has some durability concerns. I think that's fair.
Everybody can't get hit. Everybody can play. Everybody can't play and get hit.
Chest injury.
Damn.
He's not playing?
No. He's not ruled out, but he was...
Fantasy Vlad is...
Oh.
That's... You can't take deep breaths, man, when your chest hurts. So you trying to run, can't expand your chest at all. Yeah, what's worse? Ribs.
Yeah, if they estimated yesterday that it would have been A-Chan with this... I'm sorry. Raheem has the chest and Devon has the ankle. I apologize.
Okay.
I had that flipped.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Either way, ankle's still not great. It's annoying.
Yeah, but you know.
You can tape that up.
You can ice it, tape it.
Ice it, tape it.
It'd be good. The chest, that's a little different. I don't know, in 3 days you could like, you know.
Apologize for my injury report dyslexia there.
Yeah, Team Ayahuasca was going to go through shambles right now, looking for a backup running back.
Says Liam Eichenberg is dealing with a shoulder. He was limited. Phillips is on the injury report, as is Jalen Ramsey for their hamstring and Achilles. We know about that. And then David Long has a
finger?
Finger. All right. We'll keep an eye on all that. But, yeah, man, I really want to see. Now, it does feel like, you know, I was reading that apparently, like, the secondary market tickets aren't, like, crazy for this one. So it doesn't seem like the Bills Mafia takeover is coming. I don't know if it's short week. I don't know if it's because it's not cold in Buffalo yet, so they don't want to make the travel.
It's cold in Buffalo. It was pretty cold. Leroy, you said you had to buy a hoodie, right? You had to buy something in Michigan.
So here's what I did. Now, Tobin knows me. When I pack, I pack.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a big old suitcase with the wheels. It sounded like I'm pulling a truck, right? So I told my wife, I'm bringing the little bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put the little bag, put a couple of pairs of jeans.
That is a good feeling when you can go a little bag.
I did a couple of pair of jeans, couple of shirts, a nice shirt. Case I have to, you know, when I go to dinner, pair of tennis shoes, toiletries, boom, boom, boom. Let's go. I get up in the morning. I drive to Michigan. It's 55 degrees. And cloudy and windy.
That's like
what time is this now?
It's almost like another planet.
What time is this?
The morning.
Okay, I'm saying, but like.
Game time, it was 58.
Because you're hoping by like game time and might move up.
No, game time was 58.
That's not.
And I'm like, whoa. So they got me. They got me. Dude. They got me.
Sorry, man.
Whew.
Buffalo right now, 69.
That's nothing. That's good. That's good. Perfect weather.
69. So, yeah.
I don't know if it's good weather. We still got 2 weeks of
summer.
That's
hot for Buffalo. Buffalo's probably like, woof, scorcher.
But you still have 2 weeks of summer. Still left. It shouldn't be in the 60s and all over the
place. I understand, but I don't think they're traveling down here to get away from anything. That's my point, Vlad.
No. Kids got school. You can't be leaving. You got work. You can't be taking no 4-day weekends.
You know, like, it'll still get low. Like, it's saying, like, their lows are, like, in the mid-50s. So, but I don't think that's, you know, Exodus to South Florida type of weather. Like, last year they were so excited to get down here because the final game was it in January or was it in
January.
December?
January.
Yeah, like they could not wait to get down here. I don't think we're gonna see the elbow room takeover like we normally do with these jackals who jump through their flaming
tables. Why? Because it's too early.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think
Can I just tell you this? Every team, every northern team, plans their away trip where they bring all their, you know, big fans and stuff like that. Their season ticket holders, their main guys, their suite people. They fly them down to either Florida or California and now throw Vegas in the mix. And they have that one game. So it don't matter when it is. So that don't mean they're not coming because it's early, because it's planned well in advance. So I would say, does Buffalo play Vegas?
I mean, look, Buffalo.
No. We don't play the FCOS. They don't. Buffalo plays Kansas City.
Okay.
They go to L.A.
Then it might be in L.A.
They go to L.A. in December. Cleveland does it too.
Cleveland does it too. Cleveland plays Jacksonville this week, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, in Jacksonville, yes.
In Jacksonville. So that's how it goes.
Yeah, I would guess if they're going to do some kind of winter trip, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down here, doesn't make sense.
So, and I'm
still a statement game.
I'm going up in December.
You're crazy.
Why?
To Minnesota? Just
no.
To where?
Cleveland.
He's going to Cleveland at the end of December for Dolphins Browns. Are you banging the drum?
That makes
sense.
Yeah,
I'm trying to. I'm going to see.
Oh, if you bang the drums, that's the only reason why you're going, right?
I told you. I'm going to wear a shirt and troll all of Miami.
I hope your drum is sad. Please trade Watson.
Nah, he'll be done by that time.
Yeah. No, yeah. Okay, because here's what happens. I don't care how much money it costs. When people start thinking they're going to lose jobs, they're trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
End of discussion.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take a break. Back after this.
We've made it easy to listen to WQAM. Just download the free Odyssey app to listen to all of our shows live or on demand. Plus, there's the cool rewind feature where you can listen to any part of any show you might have missed anytime. Get it now and make WQAM your favorite station.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, join the WQAM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Join a fine whiskey, a cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQAM on-air staff. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQAM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21, drink responsibly, and you guys can talk sports with the QAM on-air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go to online at www.themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Did you see Bill Belichick at all yesterday on the Manning cast? I don't feel like he had a viral moment yesterday.
No, is that on ESPN?
Two? ESPN 2?
Okay, I barely got to watch the football.
Oh, that's fine. I forget. Hey, so you're still dealing with that DirecTV nonsense.
Hey, you got ABC though, okay?
Papa John sent me a thing and said, your pizza's almost ready. Just waiting for a chef's kiss. I replied, keep your lips off my pizza.
That's a point.
Point for Leroy.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
That was honestly the best way to walk in.
Keep your lips on my pizza. Like, I'm lashing out. I like, it's been a rough couple of days. I don't want to be mad about it, you know, because I try to put everything in its proper context, right? And I try to understand that everybody isn't like this. But it's hard when you see a group of cops and they're all basically co-signing what the other guy's doing, right? As it's okay and normal. So how are you not supposed to feel that a lot of cops believe this was okay? So I hope that, look, you know, I hope everybody's held accountable, because guess what? If nothing happens and the only thing that happens is Tyreek get a ticket, then why is he the only one being held accountable for his actions? Right? And that's fine. But don't expect us and don't expect society or people or the people in that area or the city or the people of Miami to think anything more of you if that's what you are. Right? Like, no, you like, oh, we want our relationship to be good and all this. All right.
What the hell is that? You got a clown car with you, J-Fig?
That's her ride.
I don't. He'll there's,
be,
there's
he'll be cropped out after lunch. He'll be cropped out after lunch.
That's an Uber.
Uber.
Did Scooby get his driver's license? What the hell is going on there?
That was the mystery machine.
He's like, come on, Chica, we gotta go. Scooby's like, come on, Chica, we gotta go.
Chica?
Point you know Scooby speaks Spanish.
He's bilingual, yeah.
Okay.
He understands.
All right.
He's bilingual, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't start.
Anyway, you got Peyton Manning from last night, Vlad. Peyton Manning got did you hear this?
He got what?
He got very mad at Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, because dropping that ball.
Oh, I want to throw. Ayuk, he's a little rusty, Pate. You know, he's missed all training camp.
Hey, get signed, get in training camp. There's a reason for training camp. You need it. We need the reps.
Oh.
Get those contracts done earlier so we can get in training camp. We don't drop balls on opening night.
Right, it's probably one thing catching passes, running routes. All of a sudden you're laying out for a pass, full speed, diving. That's, you know, that's why, yeah, those happen in camp. You make those, you practice those.
Balls in a high school field from some quarterback that's 45 years old, my age, you're not catching balls from your quarterback. Get signed, get in camp, and we don't drop the ball.
Hold on. I got this, Vlad.
All right, go ahead.
I got this, Vlad. Here's what I'm going to say. A person who's never had a contract dispute can't never talk about somebody else that's trying to get their money. You always got your money. And Eli, you don't say nothing. Because you told the team, if you draft me, I ain't showing up.
Well, I think Arch said that.
Huh?
I think Arch said that.
Well, he backed it up.
No, but that's right. Yeah.
He backed it up.
But still.
He followed what his daddy said.
Wow. Now, look. Look. It's easy. It's easy. That's the first thing come to mind, right? Oh, he just got his money.
Fat cat.
You know what I mean? The fat cat. Yeah. But come on. Y'all can't say that.
That is definitely the most angry I feel like I've heard Peyton since he yelled at Jeff Saturday on the sideline.
No, what about the idiot kicker?
But I think that was a magazine article, so I don't think we got to hear him being angry.
He said it on the sidelines of the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, but did he call him idiot? Like, we got video of the idiot kicker?
Yes, he said, that's just our idiot kicker.
I remember him yelling at Jeff Saturday, like getting really mad at Jeff Saturday.
No, that's during football.
Right!
I don't understand how he has the nerve to be talking about throwing touch quarterbacks at 45 throwing the ball, because 2015, when he won that Super Bowl with the Broncos,
he could barely lift a football.
He could barely throw 3 yards. If it wasn't for that tremendous defense.
He was in camp, though.
Yeah, because he was already paid. They always took care of him.
That's what I'm saying. Peyton Manning always got taken care of. He never was in a contract dispute.
Also, the thing was, it wasn't right in his hands. He did have to dive for it.
No, but he dove and he really didn't have to.
Is that what it was, you thought?
Mm. He jumped and he shouldn't have to, and the ball kind of...
It was good coverage, but the ball was perfect.
The ball was perfect. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about dropping in a dime?
He dropped a dime.
He dropped a dime.
Birdie looked good.
Oh, I'm like, wow.
Birdie looked good. He's going to get paid next year.
Think about this. The two quarterbacks that seem to be getting it done are the two quarterbacks the world is hesitant about paying.
Let me ask you this.
Tua and Purdy.
Can't say Tua's been up.
I'm saying, but this was before. It's Purdy.
Is it more impressive for a GM to find a franchise quarterback with the last pick or to blow the number three pick?
No, you don't get no props. You get no props.
It's kind of a cancel out, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you absolutely cancel out. You get no props for that.
Like, if your number three pick is in Dallas, but you did find a franchise quarterback with the last pick, what's the scale there?
You know what? I'm going to tell you here's the scale. You get no props for it. John Lynch gets no props. But what it did do for you, it saved you instead of paying that top pick, that money. Because, you know, if he was really good, you would have to pay him now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be able to keep.
Still got to pay somebody.
Right, but you wouldn't be able to keep IU and Trent if Trey Lance was in year four and he was winning.
Well, but here's the deal. If he was winning, you wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care, but you also would be spending a lot of money on the guy. And also, if you haven't won the chip yet. Because you haven't won the chip.
Right.
They haven't won the chip yet.
Nope.
So that's what they're trying to do. He's the next big guy. It's luck. You're lucky that he only cost you $1 million, Brock Purdy, instead of what Trey Lance could have because, what was he, the third pick of that draft?
Well, he's going to get his Dak Prescott money next year.
Yep.
Good for him.
Right. So you would
if I were them, I would have gave him $30 million last year.
I mean, think about it. He saved himself $54 million. Because if Trey Lance was really Trey Lance.
Can they do that now? Like, can you give a contract whenever you want?
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
Yeah. I got a contract extension after my second year.
Mm. So, like, if you think they came to him and they said today, like, hey, $55 million, do you think he'd say yes or you think he's like, nah.
No, he'll be like, nah, no.
Nah, 62 next year.
But here's the problem. He's making $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you get him. You get him where you might be able to get away with 45, 50.
That ain't going to work, dude. There's no agent who's not. Like, there's no agent who's going to look at him and what he's doing and being like, no, we're settling
for 45. What if I give 45, 50, but I guarantee more money? So I guarantee 180.
Even if he blew out his ACL with what he's done and how – look at the numbers around the league. Like,
I know.
Someone's going to pay him.
I know. So you're saying that now.
It would have to be like 58 if I was his agent.
Yeah, really?
Like a little. I'll give you a little less. A little haircut.
I've beaten Dak Prescott twice.
Yeah. He's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you say, dude, now let me tell you something. Vlad, Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
When you're making $1 million a year, 55 look just as good as 60.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
That's interesting.
But if you get to the point where now he's healthy and
he makes a million. Like, how did he even get a million?
Because he's the last pick of the that draft.
Right. So, like, you get a bump. Like, Skylar Thompson makes $1 million.
No, let me see.
He's $1 million.
I feel like that's a lot.
He's only $1 million cap hit.
Purdy.
Is that because he's a quarterback? Like, do you get paid more as a seventh round quarterback?
No.
Because I feel like if you're the quarterback, I feel like if you're the last pick, you should be making, like, I don't know, $300,000. Like, what is the minimum of the league?
Wait a minute. Oh, my God.
What a discount, huh?
He signed a 4-year rookie deal with a total of $3.737 million and only $77,000 of it guaranteed. Hold on.
Okay, but you're right. He is making $1 million.
Yeah. Wait, that's what I'm trying to see.
But that's more than like
nobody.
Nobody makes
nobody.
No, not in the league, but like at quarterback. But like if there's the
league standard, no, that's minimum.
That's minimum?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the minimum is like
if you're a star and you make the 53 man roster, right?
Right.
Right. Then that's it. Because
here we go.
Because practice squad players, they only make like a quarter of a million.
His contract this year is $985,000. That puts him 57th among NFL quarterbacks.
That means this. Wait, 57th?
57th.
That means there's like 25. There's 24 backup quarterbacks that make more than him.
His rookie 4-year contract averages less at 934, making him even lower at the 79th among quarterbacks in the league.
So, like, Thomas Bryant makes – I mean, not Thomas Bryant. I was reading Smith. Thomas Bryant will make double what Brock Purdy makes this season.
Yep.
But also, like, Tyrod Taylor makes probably triple what Brock Purdy makes.
Oh, if he plays 2025 without a new deal, Purdy would be set to earn $1.1 million.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Crazy.
Right.
He gets a $100,000 raise?
Good for him. Well, you make it to that last year, you know. I think it's only fair.
I mean, I've only gotten to the NFC title game and the Super Bowl my first 2 years. I mean, I'm just saying.
Hey, how about a little less park out there? What's that football?
Hey, they have, and wait. Think about this. The 49ers have $45 million in calorie space.
They gluten free.
Salary space. I'm hungry.
Minus one.
I got $45 million in calorie space too right now. So yeah. So they could do it. They could do it right now. They could do it right now if they wanted to.
Man. Take a break. We'll mix it up coming up next. We have thievery in the Heat locker room. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. You guys can get the show on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. And stream us on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, both those channels. You guys can text the show, 305-567-0560 on the Kendall Toyota text line. Somebody says calorie space on the text line. Big Spoon got Leroy juicing after that Michigan L spread.
Dude, I did so much walking. Man.
Another guy says, another texter writes in, hey, Leroy, are you pumped for the new Aaron Rodgers Netflix doc called Enigma? Are you?
He has a
three-parter.
All right.
Yep.
By then, he'll be 0-3.
We'll be 2-1. We'll be good.
2-1. You making a – listen, here's what I learned in sports. Don't assume anything. You're making a lot of assumptions about your team.
I'm not making assumptions about my team. I'm just not being negative after week one. I'm not going to be everybody.
I'm not being negative. I'm not being negative either.
I'm not going to be like, oh my God, the world is falling after 1 week.
I got you.
So let's get to the mixed bag here, brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. We've got thievery in the Heat locker room.
Thievery. Oh, my God.
So.
What are we stealing?
Josh Richardson. When Bam was not at the facility, I guess. He decided that he was going to borrow some stuff from Bam's locker. And he tweeted him. He says, hey, man. If you're wondering where the cocoa butter and spray deodorant in your locker went, it mysteriously migrated over to mine. Thanks, management. All right.
Now, you can't be stealing nobody's cocoa butter, man.
Well, he did.
You can't be stealing. Oh, my God.
Well, he did. And so Bam Adebayo then tweeted out yesterday, all right, and his response was, I'm borrowing my stuff back out of your locker, management. But there was a twist to this, because Bam did not take his stuff back out of his locker. And as you can see here on social media, he took just all of Jay Rich's stuff out of his locker.
Oh, you thought this was funny, huh?
Took his clothes, took all of his shoes.
Yeah, lacrosse ball. Well, at least I got the essentials still.
But he left him the spray and the cocoa butter. But he took all of his stuff.
That's nasty.
He took all of his stuff.
You know what they used to do in Minnesota? Like, so, first of all, the kicker and the long snapper and the holder, they would go, when we played home games, they would go to the stadium and kick. And so they would be done with practice before we did. And his name was Mike Morris. And the offensive line liked playing pranks on each other. So periodically, we'd come back in from the indoor facility because it was freezing, and somebody's clothes would be outside like Scarecrow. He would dip them in water and put them on hangers.
And just, what? You know,
yes. It was crazy. Where are my clothes? And you just hear, bite, no!
Jay Rich responded on Twitter. He says, you guys, Bam is a sick man. Don't believe anything positive he ever says. He left the stuff at least, though. I like that.
Always Bam. Same.
I like that Bam just left one sole of a shoe in the drawer.
Just a sole.
Just a
ball.
And a ball. Wonder where that stuff is. You think like he?
Pretty
just,
sure we'll get an update.
You think he like hid it in a box somewhere, or do you think like he's like no, you gotta good luck.
Good luck. But he saw that when he came in, so he already had clothes on.
Yeah,
he needed more workout stuff.
Oh, it would have been. Yeah, sure. He could go down. He could go down the hall, I guess. Right. But still.
Yeah.
You know, what if there's a favorite pair of shoes that you have? I don't know. Pretty wild, man. Pretty wild. Oh, man. All right, that's your mixed bag for today from Jay Rich and Bam shenanigans. Heat basketball will be back before you know it in that Bahamas training camp.
You're still upset by that, aren't you?
He is so upset about that.
Just, you know, is it really the right tone? Like, they tried to – I'll tell you the move they tried. They go with the press release about the Bahamas camp, and they go, we're doing two-a-days. I'm like, there's daiquiris.
Like, no. But see, and here's the thing. I've gone to places that were really nice and had camp, but you're so exhausted because of the work you put in, you didn't care.
You know what helps with that?
What?
Those palm tree hammocks. Those are comfy.
Dude, he ain't thinking about that. Like, depending on who your coach is, like, the one thing I say about Denny, we never went 2-a-days full pads both practices.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Bill, come on. 2-a-days every day. We used to practice full practice the day before preseason game.
Do you ever try and sneak in a 3-a-day?
No. We have time. Like, I never, as a kid, as a young man, I never looked forward to nap more than when Bill Belichick was a coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whew, all right, lunch. I've decided to take a nap one time and not eat. That's how exhausted I was.
Well, you decide not to eat?
That's how exhausted I was. I figured, I just grab something on the way back.
Calorie space.
Did you get your pizza or no?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
He's waiting. He's waiting for that chef's kiss.
Yeah, it's on this way.
It ain't a curry kiss.
Dade South says, Tobin is acting like the Bahamas is so much different than Miami. It is, though, dude. First of all, you're at a resort, okay?
But they don't have Astron over there.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh, they have Astron in Bahamas. True.
They have it, but they, not yeah. where they're going to be.
I don't know.
No, it is Astron everywhere.
You think Pat Riley has a no Astron rule for training camp?
I think so. I think so.
You think there's an element of...
I mean, if he told Mario Chalmers what happened at Tootsie's, and yeah. Mario was like, don't act like there's nothing that... Anything that happens in this town, I know everything.
Maybe Pat Riley is going to bring in the old school mentality, you know? Like, he said this years ago with the Heat culture. You know, it got a little loose, and he says you had to tighten the screws. So maybe it's one of these things where... You know, he takes him to the Bahamas, but, like, you guys get no fun. You know, like, what if he curtains off all of the views and they can only walk to the gym? Some real psychological stuff from old Riles.
But think about Riles. He's always taking his teams or any team that he's part of. They've always gone to, like, a nice tropical place. He used to take the Lakers to Hawaii.
Yeah, no, they go to the Bahamas on the regular.
Right.
Just not after a first-round exit. If there was ever a time for Jacksonville Air Force Base, this felt like the time.
You want them to go to Jacksonville?
Yeah, dude.
Who wants to go to Jacksonville?
Nobody.
Exactly.
That's the point, though.
Exactly why he wants to send
That's why
there.
I want the focus on basketball. That's what I want.
You don't think it's not? And listen.
It better be.
Their focus has always been on basketball.
It better be. Well, I would like the focus to be on more active games of basketball. And you know what else I would like, Leroy? I would like that every time I tune into Bally's, that I'm not looking at the starting lineup like it's a Powerball lotto number. Let's see who we got tonight. Look at that. We are starting Kevin Love tonight. And, as an aside, Tyler Hero missed another game. Jay Rich is your starting point guard.
Oh, no.
Tune in tomorrow for Heat Lottery Ball lineup. That's what I would like to not happen.
You like to see some consistency.
I would like to see some consistency, Vlad. That's it. That's all I would like to see. Just a little consistency. I'm all for shenanigans. I like the shenanigans between Bam and Jay Rich. I like vibes. But I would really, really, really like...
Participation!
Yes, that.
So...
And what that
see
doesn't...
See how frustrated you are?
Hmm?
Imagine how frustrated the people that are paying all that money are.
Like, is this a Jimmy argument? You're going back with this again? I don't like this.
Then you can't say it for some and not for all.
Well, because, you know, because you kind of... Yeah, because here's the thing. You don't want them to go to the Bahamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want them to focus.
Yep.
But then isn't, like, going to Bahamas kind of adhering to, like, the things that Jimmy might want to do?
That's what I'm saying, though, dude.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to bring that up, but it's like, wait a minute. If you're trying to play like, hardball, why?
You're saying one thing, but your actions are another.
Right.
That's what I mean. Like, and I get it. This is probably, like, some back-end business deal where, like, they're getting money from the resort or something like that. I get it. You know, you got to make those bucks. I'm not trying to hate, but, like, there's no resorts in Jacksonville?
No.
They couldn't find some place a little bit more decrepit to just have Spo in the zone of getting everybody after it? That's all I'm saying.
Want me to show you something?
Yeah.
I was looking for...
You're still getting sent football cards?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something.
They should have gotten Destin.
I'm going to show you the difference and why I always say bodies change over the course of a career.
Okay.
Right?
We're about to see Svelte.
Rookie year.
Svelte Leroy in rookie year. Svelte.
Okay. All right.
Fourth year.
Wow, shoulder pads in year four got a lot bigger.
No,
it kind of did.
No, I was just big as hell, and the shoulder pads looked smaller.
Nah.
Gotta tell you, you did not skip leg day year four. What did you, squat a Buick? No. Jesus. No wonder you always got three. Holy crap.
Speaking of squatting in Buick, how long does the Giants general manager have before he gets fired?
Oh, soon, dude.
Right after the coach.
I'm going to say the next Saquon Barkley touchdown.
Monday night?
Right after the coach.
I watched that, and Mara was in there, and he goes, hey.
If he goes to Philadelphia.
I don't want to lose Saquon Barkley, and I definitely don't want to lose him to a rival. And the guy's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
No, he said, don't worry about it.
We got Tommy Cutlets, huh? And what does he see? Van Ginkle pick six and Saquon Barkley scoring three touchdowns.
Wait till they play against each other.
When is that?
Oh, it's like in another 5-6 weeks.
Oh, exciting.
And the Giants are wearing Montreal Canadian uniforms as jerseys.
It's really sad. Yeah, when is that game? Giants, Eagles. Not for a while. October 20th. So we got a little bit. We got a little bit. They got your Browns coming up in a couple weeks. Hey, don't lose to Danny Dimes.
Well.
Dude. Sorry.
The quarterback's playing better defense than the defense right now.
I haven't even looked at the week two games because I'm so on the statement game on Thursday.
This is week two.
Week two. I know. It's crazy.
You can get to it on Friday.
There's not really that many great games. You got you got Bengals, Chiefs.
There's not that many great games.
Bengals don't want us to go start the season 0-2.
Wait. Vlad. Here's what's funny about that.
Right.
Nobody wants to start 0-2.
No, I mean.
But they are. You see what I'm saying? Like, they're making it sound like if they had their preference, they would have liked to beat one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Seems like you nailed this. It seems like you nailed this Russell Wilson thing, by the way, because Justin Fields starting this week. So, no, Mr. Unlimited revenge game.
I told you. Like, come on, man. I've seen this. Like,
seen this movie before, huh?
No, because there's one coach and one coach only that could definitively get away with this because you know he say, I'm all about winning and whatever it takes, right? And that is that Pittsburgh Steelers coach and Mike Tomlin. And everybody going to listen. You know why? He ain't never had a losing season.
You know what? I got to throw somebody else from our last segment before. Russell Wilson, man. He's got to go in there. He's got, yeah. Damage is done. Russell Wilson, you're not playing. You're scratched. Why are you dressed on the sideline with shoulder pads?
I think he
looking
was
like a big goof.
I think he was the emergency quarterback.
No, he's not. He was out.
You get a third emergency quarterback? Like Tim Boyle can't play?
He's out.
So he just did that for show poniness?
He did that for show poniness. The same way he was
on
the plane.
So wait.
Knee lifts.
So wait.
He was inactive.
He was inactive and he was wearing shoulder pads.
For the whole game?
With the uniform, yes. I'm not making this up.
Doing too much.
Too much.
That's why nobody likes him.
I bet you right now, Sierra's going to 1-2-step to the divorce if he keeps on acting up, man. I'll tell you then.
You just wanted to hit the point button again, didn't you?
No, I just like the joke.
Take your point. Take your point.
Oh, you like it?
I liked it.
Oh, you liked it. Thank you, then.
Point for Vlad.
Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.